was talking to Mr. Rose this morning on my bus, and we were talking about government intrusion in our lives, and was talking about how he had an interest-bearing checking account, and if you write too many checks or draw too much money out, the government, not the bank, the government will make that become a checking account, or it won't be a savings account anymore. And we were talking about that, and we said, well, who pays the interest, the bank or the government? But the government has control over that. And it reminded me about this morning's review, look back in Baptist history, where government was really intransigent in the church. It was back in the 1600s. The name of Thomas Gould was revered by early Baptists in Massachusetts because of his adamant refusal in 1655 to have his infant sprinkled in the church. During a period from 1665 to 1670, Thomas Gould was put in 7 or 8 courts. Now, when they're talking about courts back during that time, they're talking about state legislators or different bodies of legislators. The following is an account of an important event in his life. Thomas Gould was a member of the Congregational Church in Charlestown. When he and his wife were blessed with a baby, Gould ignored presenting the little son for, quote, baptism. The pastors and the elders of the church admonished him during a meeting, and Gould reported his response as follows. My answer was, I did not see any rule of Christ for it, for that ordinance belongs to such as can make a profession of their faith, as the scripture doth plainly hold forth. And of course, an infant can't make a profession. On December 30th of 1656, Gould was suspended from the church. His trials were just beginning, however, for on April 7th, 1657, he was called before the Middlesex Court, again, another legislative body. On February 28th, 1664, he was hauled before their Charleston church for having a meeting with Anabaptists in his house. And on October 11th, 1665, he appeared before the Court of Assistance, which is another legislative body, charged with setting up a public meeting in opposition to the Ordinance of Christ. At the same trial, Gould was, along with several other men, and by the way, one of the men that were disenfranchised at this time was, he was the president of Harvard University, so we can see how far things have gone since then. They were threatened with imprisonment, for they declared their determination to continue their worship outside the Congregational Church. On April 17th, 1666, Gould and two other men were presented to a grand jury in Cambridge for absence from the Congregational Church for one whole year. At that time, they pled that they were members of a gospel church and attended worship regularly for this. For this, they were convicted of high presumption against the Lord and his holy appointments. They were fined, they were put in bonds, but as they could not pay the fines, they were then thrown into prison just for not having a baby sprinkled. On August 18, 1666, according to the General Court Papers of Massachusetts, the assistants, the court decided that Gould could be freed if he would pay the fine and the costs, but if he refused, he would be banished. On March 3rd, 1668, Gould was brought before another legislative body and was recommitted back to prison. Being unable to dissuade him by force, the court decided to overwhelm his logic by allowing Gould the privilege of debating the subject of baptism on April 4th in the Congregational building in Boston. For 2 days, those that believed in infant baptism presented their case, but the Baptist, Mr. Gould, was not allowed to reply. That was some debate, but that was interesting. The authorities resorted again to fines and imprisonment, but seeing that Gould and his company could not be convinced, they were censured and as much as possible ignored. Thomas Gould later wrote, if 8 or 9 poor Anabaptists, as they called us, should be the destruction of their church, their foundation must be weak indeed. From the trials of Gould, the First Baptist Church of Boston came into existence, and those who dared unite with that church suffered fines. Some were banished, but being unwilling to leave, they were in prison. Gould died in October of 1675, but his suffering was not without victory. Years later, Massachusetts, along with the whole nation, granted freedom of conscience for men to worship without fear or favor, and we want to thank God for the faithful Thomas Gould. I was thinking as I was studying that and reading that, this is where separation of church came from. It doesn't, has nothing to do with the meaning that it's given today, where to keep God out of government. It's to keep government out of our churches. And here's a perfect example. And this wasn't the only example of this during this time. It was like this in all other areas of our country before we were ordained a free nation. So that's the story of Thomas Gold.